Good morning, everybody. This is Will Kautz. And first, I just want to thank Eric for letting me lead the call this morning. This morning's topic is define your why. Why is why so important? That's the first question. And to answer that question, I'm going to go to a book written by Simon Sinek. Start With Why is the name of the book. How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action is the tagline. In the book, Simon talks about an event that he was invited to. It's an event of high-performing entrepreneurs, and they call themselves the Gathering of Titans. Think about that. These guys get together, and they call themselves the Gathering of Titans. That's got to be a high-producing group of people. Well, the conference wasn't what Simon expected, and it was a lot different than what a normal business conference that he'd been to before. But there were two questions that I wanted to point out that caught his eye enough to write into his book. One morning, the group was asked how many of them had achieved their financial goals. 80% of their hands went up. And Simon thought that was impressive. What was more impressive was the answer to the next question. That's what was profound in his mind. The question was, with their hands still in the air, the group was then asked, how many of you feel successful? 80% of the hands went down. Now, here's a group of top entrepreneurs, high-producing entrepreneurs, and America's brightest entrepreneurs, many of them were multimillionaires, some of whom didn't need to work anymore if they didn't want to, yet most of them still didn't feel like they had succeeded. In fact, many of them reported that they'd lost something since they started their businesses. They reminisced about the days when they didn't have any money, were working out of their basements trying to get things going. They longed for the feeling they used to have. These amazing entrepreneurs were at a point in their lives where they realized that their businesses were much more than selling stuff for money. They realized the deep personal connection that existed between what they do and why they were doing it. This group of entrepreneurs gathered to discuss matters of why at a time, and at times it was quite intense. Matters of why. These guys, these high-producing entrepreneurs, longed for the feeling they used to have. Now, that's interesting. Now, when we start something new, we've got an energy about us. It's inspiring. There's ideas. Things are flowing in our brains that move us forward. And defining your why is crucial. The first point I want to make is defining your why clarifies your thinking. You start to see new things, not just seeing things differently, but you see new things when you know why you're doing something. The second point is defining your why strengthens your resolve. If you're clear about what you're doing, if you know the path you're going to take and you have written out specific milestones, your resolve is strong. You know where you're going. You're walking down the street, not just meandering. You have purpose. Now, the next point is defining your why confirms your presence in the industry. Now, I have a personal experience with this one, and I'm going to share that with you in a second. But to refer to these entrepreneurs that we just read about, defining your why, confirming your presence in the industry, it speaks to what they were feeling. They were feeling like they were missing something. They were reminiscing. When you reminisce, you're thinking about the past and the good times of the past. So what in their past what were they missing? They were missing that burn, that excitement. They're going to achieve something. And we get to a point sometimes where we've done what we're doing for so long that we forget, or we either burn out. And so defining your why confirms your presence in your industry. And then there's this catchy tune, this catchy line from a song that most of us, probably all of us, have heard before. It's, should I stay or should I go? Well, think about your industry and why you're there. Should you stay or should you go? You know, if you clarify your why is going to help you decide if you should stay or you should go. You see, there was a point in time, and I started my telecom company in 1993, and about 10 years later, I started to burn out as I was doing the same thing over and over and over, and some of it was frustrating, and I started to burn out. And then there got to be a point in time where I decided I was going to sell my customer base, and so I sold it. Well, what I realized in the process of selling my customer base is there were things that I should have done back when I started, because I hadn't clarified my why when I started. I didn't put certain processes into place that over time would have created a quantifiable value for my customer base. But the opportunity had gone. The time was past, so I didn't have the opportunity to put those processes in place and quantify that customer base value. But it helped me clarify, should I stay in the industry or should I go? And I sold the customer base, so I got out of the telecom industry for a little while. But it also, at the same time, it fueled me because I started to see new things, new opportunities. And so the next point I want to make is that when you define your why, it plants the exit strategy seed. The exit strategy seed is really important. So when you plant that seed, you're going to start to plan about your business, how you would manage it, how you would run certain processes, as if it's a product to sell. And it's interesting, when we plan to offer something as a product to a customer, we think differently. We think great value, great benefit, long-term referral sources if we're planning to sell a product to someone. I mean, when we sell something, we want to receive referrals. We want to have a happy customer, deliver on the product, have a happy customer, get referrals. So we think differently. Now, this is the great thing about planting the exit strategy seed. You could get to the end of your plan for that strategy, and you could decide that you don't want to exercise the exit strategy and stay. Now, I would say that that's going to be more likely in some cases, because when you define your why, you're going to have a reason to stay. You're going to be excited. You're going to see new levels in your business that you could take it to. And so that leads right to the next point that I want to make. Define your why, because it inspires creativity. It's going to help you move into something. Move into something with energy. Whether you're moving into a new industry because the should I stay or should I go ends up being a go, or should I stay or should I go stay, you end up staying in your business and just taking it to the next level. Or if you're in management or on the front lines in sales or customer service, what can you do in your current position that would inspire you to improve where you're at? Define your why, and you'll find that inspiration in the creativity that the answer brings you. Now, there's another point that I want to make out of Simon's book. You see, defining our why also helps us define or clarify or communicate our marketing message. And for marketing message, let's go to a really big industry, the computer industry, and then let's go to a really big company, Apple. So I'm going to use Apple as the example. That's the example in Simon's book. I'm going to just flow with it. So if we're we're thinking about Apple, and as soon as I said really big company in the computer industry and I said Apple, you had an image or an experience come to mind. You have a reference point for Apple, and it's a result of their marketing message, the way they approach their business and collecting or gathering customers and building that reputation. So what if Apple's marketing message was like this? We make great computers. They're beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. Want to buy one? That doesn't really sound much different than everybody else in the industry, because they all say they make great computers and we should buy one and they've got a good warranty. And the last thing I want to use on a computer is the warranty. But see, Apple communicates differently. Apple starts with why. So I'm going to read you how they actually communicate. Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. Whoa. Everything they do, they believe in challenging the status quo. Well, right then and there, you can think, I mean, you could feel the energy in Apple. They are not going to stand on the sidelines and follow somebody else. They're going to innovate. They're going to go after what people like. And dare say that I think they have. I mean, they produced a lot of staying products, products that are going to stay in the industry a long time. So everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. And we happen to make great computers. Want to buy one? And isn't that Apple? They don't just make computers. They've got iPods and other toys. It's very powerful because point number six in defining your why is you begin to see your brand. Apple's a brand. It's a monstrous brand. But you're a brand. Have you ever thought of yourself as a brand? You may be a business owner. You may be in management, on the front lines, in sales or customer service, dealing with the customers directly. But you have a brand. And you see, most of the time, when we're in a networking event like a chamber meeting or something like that where we're out meeting people, handing out business cards and making contacts, somebody comes up and says, hey, what do you do? And you tell them what you do. And then that's it. You don't start with why. You don't start with the statement that challenges the status quo in your industry. You just answer the question. Well, if that's what we're doing, I'm going to challenge you that you're stuck in what I call the what rut. The what rut. You talk about what you do. There is no excitement in what you do, but there is excitement in why you do it. And the reason there's excitement in why you do it, it's because we get to know you and your purpose. So it doesn't matter if you're a business owner in management, on the front lines in sales or customer service, if you've defined your why, if you're thinking about yourself as a brand, then we're going to be attracted to you. You see, you define your brand today, and your reputation will command top dollar tomorrow. So I'm going to leave you with this last thought from John Maxwell in his recent book, Intentional Living. He says, I hope you're willing and able to dream and dream big, even if you decide you don't want to follow through on a particular dream. The process of allowing yourself to imagine great things is good for you. It helps you to understand who you are and why you are here. So as you make it a great day, remember, define your why, because you have greatness inside of you, and we all need to experience that greatness. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.